And people here are beginning to question whether the North Karelia project can work anywhere else. Havahart Paisley in its second phase is moving towards a more targeted approach, where at-risk individuals are identified and focused on, rather than trying to sway the lifestyle of the community at large. Ian Finlay, a cardiologist at the Royal Alexandra Hospital, is setting up a register of people who have heart disease, tracking their progress and treatments. He's not sure even if the North Karelia results are as good as everyone thinks they are.
I think if it were possible to replicate North Karelia, it would have been done. And I'm not sure why all the big projects who've tried to do that don't actually achieve what they set out to do. So it does make you wonder about North Karelia. You're almost a bit of a heretic to say that, well, North Karelia maybe didn't actually show what everyone thinks it showed, because my understanding was that for whatever reason heart disease was falling anyway, and you sort of, I'm not decrying what they did, but their control population heart disease fell as well. And then people were saying, well, that was because the public health message came across on television and everyone bought into it. But I think if you go back to the original North Karelia projects, there was a lot of, because I was a youngster at that time coming through, and there was a lot of debate as to whether it actually achieved what it set out to do. But that's not to decry it, because what they did was change public health, change eating habits. I think to do it, you need buy-in from your government in a big way. I think you need the big players backing it. And I think we've got this in phase two of Havahart Paisley. They've given us another 3 years to, and it's up to us to achieve.
But Pekka Pushka has an answer to that sort of scepticism.
Well, first of all, we never tell anybody that you should replicate the North Karelia project, because every country, every community should find its own way. But I think North Karelia is a very strong piece of evidence that heart disease can be prevented, prevention is possible, it pays off. I think I was told the same when I started North Karelia, it cannot be done there because it's so difficult. And that is true. We did a lot of work and often this comment is an excuse not to do enough. I think prevention is possible, but it needs the right theory and it needs enough work. I very often say that for successful prevention of heart disease, you need to do only two things. You need to do the right things, but you also need to do enough of that.
The significance of the seven-country study is that it showed clearly that what you eat has an impact on your risk of developing heart disease. It also gave birth to the North Karelia Project, which showed how whole populations are not only affected by diets, but also could be influenced to make lifestyle changes to improve their health. But North Karelia is not a cure-all. Indeed, the Finns still have significant challenges, with a rise in the number of women smoking and obesity levels. But while projects like Havahart Paisley have struggled in the first phase to achieve all they intended, it now has £4 million of public money to make a difference by a mixture of targeting individuals and treating the whole community. For Pekka Pushka, though, some things just don't change.
There are very universal messages, and particularly after my years with WHO, have made me even more impressed with the fact that it seems to be the same risk factors all over the world. The societies look so different in China or Cuba or South Africa or North Karelia, but it's still tobacco that kills, it's high cholesterol that kills, it's high blood pressure that kills. And changing these factors, which means in principle relatively simple changes in lifestyle, is the key. But every country, every community should find its own way.
Next week, cot death. And how something as simple as the sleeping position of a baby caused a revolution in the prevention of sudden infant death.